Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin. We're getting ever closer to finishing the Masechta, just in time for Erev Pesach Siyam. So today's daf Ayin, has three major topics. The first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is, when do we say the Goyim are afraid to touch wine? They're going to get caught, they have a good excuse for that. The Gemara is going to discuss also, what about if the Gnavim open the wine, when are we concerned, when are we not? And finally, the third topic for today's daf is about who has ne'emanus, who's believed when it comes to dealing with issues of taharos. So I'll pick up two lines from the bottom on Samach Tesamid Beis, Omarava, Zona Goya, a Goyish prostitute, V'Yisroel Mesubim Etzla, and a Jew is sitting there having a su'udah together, chamra shari, the wine is going to be mutter. Why is that? Nihi detakif luhu yitzrua da'aveira. Yes, they have a strong yitzahar for the to do an aveira with her, right? Yitzru di yayin nesech lotakif luhu, but the yitzahar for yayin nesech is not going to doing it. So the Ritva explains they're not going to allow the Goya to touch it. So that's why. But the other Veras, they're not so careful about. And says, on top of Ahmed Aleph, Zona Yisraelis, a Jewish Zona, the Goyim Misubim, and then the Goyim are eating a meal with her, Chamra Oser. In that case, the wine's going to be awesome by time. What's the reason for that? Hoyo Vezila Laihu, since they treat her so lightly, she's so contemptible, so Basrahu Greira, they're going to be, she's like drawn after them, so there's not going to be any thing to hold back. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, Simin Kuf Chavtes, Yud Dalad. Second, Zona Ovedes Kochavim, B'Mesibas Yisrael, Hayayin Mutter, She'ene Menichin Osol Nasech, Aval Zoni Yisraelis, B'mesibas ovde kochavim yener shel zona gamkin oser. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings down our Gemara straight halach again. But the Taz over here is what I wanted to point out. The Taz is something interesting. And talking about yain mutter, hatam b'gemara. The reason why they quote our Gemara nihi the talkif lehu yitzroa daveira, because yes, they have yitzahar to have for the znus yitzu yain yetzech yain nesech lo talkif lehu. Right? Nirla nias daiti, says the Taz. Zehu davka l'din ha-Talmud. This halacha only applied in the times of the Gemara. Shehayim ruchokim me'od mi-stam yenam. They were so far from stam yenam, they distanced themselves. V'hayu osrin oso afilu behanoah. It was prohibited them even for getting hanoah from it. Aval achshav, says the Taz, she'ein anim ruchokim kokach shehayim mutter behanoah. We're not so distant from this, it's mutter b'hana v'od shira'inu rabo hamis partzin, right? B'amazeinu harabim, many people are the pritzus afilu osun she'enim chashudim al haznus, even people would never be chashud to have immoral relationships nechshadim al shtias yenom stam yenom, they would drink stam yayin ze dover mefursam b'chol yom lihios sha'isr kal b'enehim, and everyone knows that they don't take this seriously, the isr of stam yenam, al kain im kain oso osan nechshadim al haznus vaday nechshadu al shtiyas stam yenam. Right, so there's certainly, whereas the Gemara was making a chiluk between znus and yayin nesach, so the Taz comes along and says that was only in the times of the Gemara, but in his time already, hundreds of years ago, that's no longer true, right? Shtiyas yenam yayin lo nisur mimaga mi hazona shlo mi yayin shlo dahachi isa gam besif. Kuf your test. Okay, so that's the Taz's chiddush that this would not apply anymore. Okay, continues the Gemara and says, "Hahi beisa dahavi yosiv be chamra di Yisrael." There was a house where the Jew would keep his wine. Al goy, and a non-Jew comes in. Achdo ledosha ba'ape, and he went and he locked the door behind him. Have a biza bidasha, but there was a hole, like a crack in the door, which means that you could see through. So even though the door was locked, but it was partially visible as to what's going on in this locked room with the wine. Ishtakach goy de koi bene dani. So they found the goy was there in between the different barrels of wine. Omarava called lahadibizna, anything that was able to be seen through the crack, shari, because you can just look and see what's going on. The high gisa, but anything that's on the other sides of the crack, I mean, there was a limited vision. You couldn't see the whole room, but whatever you could see is mutter, but it's on the other side. But high gisa is osir, because you don't know. You don't know what he's doing with it. In fact, he could have done b'menasech liayin. This, the Shulchan Aruch Shin, I'm sorry, Kuf Chaf Ches, Gimel. Says the Mechaber, There we go. So he had a Jewish house, and the goy goes in and locks the door behind him. Right? So he's locked, so the Jew can't get in unless he gets permission. In this case, Hayayin Oser, says the Mechaber, based on the Rosh. Ve'im hayo nekovin bedelis, but if there were holes in the door itself, she'esuel yochel lehistakel liros misham, he could look in and see what's going on, kol echavios mutoros. Everything is mutter, b'shtia, afilu heim psuchos. Even open ones are still going to be allowed. Ve'im lav, but if not, es she'yochel liros derech sham mutter. And if you, whatever you could see, that's going to be mutter. V'hashar osu behanah, and everything else is going to be osu behanah. Afilu chav yestumos, even the ones that were closed. Im shoh kadei sheyiftach v'yigov. We talked like we saw yesterday. There's enough time for them to fix it up and to cover their tracks. Afilu yisrael dar be'osu bayis, even if there was a Jew living there. So on this, the Taz also has a chiddush. The Taz says, one second, is this the right, is not the right Taz? Oh, at nighttime, here's what I'm looking for, the next one. Minam b'fnim kosu beis yosef b'shem tshuvas rashba davka shiyadua shenot lo b'fnim aval im ein yodua afal pi sheyesh minam b'fnim ein oisem misofik haynu b'yom. That's the line I wanted to read. The Taz says this is only applying during the daytime with this din. Aval b'layla, but if it was at nighttime, arinan mistama shenotlu gam marshakosav achakach b'yesh nekovim b'delas mutter haynu gam kein b'yom. Again, when it said also that there was holes in the wall, in the door that you could see through, that only is a kula during the daytime. Aval b'layla, but if it was at night, says the Taz, osir, right? So then it would not be, we would not be lenient and allow you to drink that wine. Okay, back in the Gemara. Hahu chamra di Yisrael v'have yosi b'beisa v'have dayer Yisrael v'elyona v'goy v'tachtona. So you had a Jew's wine was in the lower part of the house, and the Jew lives on the upper, the aliyah, and the goy lives underneath him. Shemal kal tigra nafki. So they heard there was an argument, and they went outside. Karim osa goy la'achdo d'shad ba'ape. And then the goy goes back in first, and he locks the door before the Jew. So what's the din? Now he's alone with the locked wine. Amarava chamer shari. No, the wine's the mutter. Meima amar, because the goy is going to say, ki heichi de karim asai ana, just like I got back into my house, the lower level early, karim ba'asi Yisrael v'yasi ve'elyona v'kochazili. He also quickly got back into his room, and he sees what's going on. So therefore, he wouldn't do anything funny with the wine. There was an inn, an ushpiza, where they used to keep the Jews' wine. And they found a goy who was there amongst the barrels of wine. So Rava said like this. If he was, you know, when they wanted, he looked startled and like he doesn't have a good excuse, he can't explain the logical reason why he would actually be there, so he got caught shari, because you could see that he had fear. Ve'im lav, but not, then he would, you know, he had a good excuse. I could just say I was doing, you know, something. There's a good, very good reason for me being in here with the wine. That case is going to be osir, because he doesn't have the fear of getting caught doing anything wrong. Hahu beisa dehavi yosef be chamra, there was a house where he used to store wine. Ishtakach goy dehavi kot im be gari, and a goy was found standing there amongst the barrels of wine. So Amar Rava, Rava says, "I isle leish tamute." If he has a good excuse, you know, as to, you know, why he was here with all these barrels of wine, so in that case, chamra osir. Because since he has a good excuse, he could just use that in the back of his mind. He's not afraid of doing anything. Ila, but if he doesn't have a good excuse, then chamra shari. Then in that case, the wine's going to be mutter. So now we ask the kasha. One second, they say, nin al hapundak. If you the pundak is an inn, was locked up in the goy's inside, osha amrlo, or the Jew says to the goy, shmor, I want you to guard my wine for me, in that case it's osir. Samai lav, aren't we talking afogad leisle ishtamute? Aren't we talking a case where even though he doesn't have a good excuse, one says, lo, no, the Bryce is talking about it, but the isle leishtamute, the guy has a good excuse, otherwise then the wine would have been mutter to drink, but he didn't. Hahu yisroel v'goy dehave yasve v'koshosu chamra. So another story, that it was a Jew and a non-Jew who were sitting together and shosu cham, they're drinking wine. Shema Yisrael kal tziluye beiknishta. He heard that they were davening in shul. So now he realized, oh, he's got to go, time to go daven. Kam v'ozel. So the Jew gets up and to go to shul, and the goy is there alone with the wine. So Amar Rava chamra shari. Rava said that we're still going to allow the wine, it's still mutter, because Meimar Alma, the goy says to himself, Hash to midkar lei mechamre v'hader osi. He's going to remember. We could add in tongue in cheek. He's going to remember in the middle of Shimon Esrei. Just kidding. He's going to remember at some point that the goy says he's going to remember. He's going to come back to get his wine. Hahu Yisroya, I mean, because then he's afraid, right? Because he says he could come back any second now. That's the whole svar over here. Anytime he thinks that he's going to be walking any minute, he's not going to do anything. Hahu Yisroel v'goy dehavi yosi ba'arba. They were on a ship. Shema Yisroel kal shipurei devei shimsha. He heard that now they're blowing shofar, that it's going to, it's bein hashmashos, that it's time to, the shki is coming. Nothik va'azel. So he went out and he went off into the town to go spend Shabbos. He got off the boat, right? Again, assuming they were in Tchum Shabbos, etc. Omer Rava chamer shari. Nevertheless, even though the goy is left alone on the boat with the wine, it's still mutter. Meimer Omer, he says, Hash de midchar le lechamre v'hadar osi. Same idea that the any minute he's going to remember, he's going to come back, so he wouldn't do anything because you could walk in a split second. I ve mishum shabzo, and if you're going to say, one second, I know he left, he's going away for Shabbos, he's not going to come back, so then there really isn't a fear, right? The stage, the Gemara is saying at this point, maybe there really isn't a fear on Shabbos because we know we're not going to see him for the next 24 or 25 hours. No, Ha'omer Rava, we have a story. Amali Isur Giora. So Isur Giora is an interesting person. Like what the name sounds, Giora, he was a ger. So the background is that we know that Shmuel, two of his daughters were captured. It's a very sad story that took place. And they were violated. One of them was violated by this person, Isur Giora. Now, later on, he goes and becomes a ger. But at the time that he was with her, he was ma'ana her, he was not. So his son was Rav Mari, right? They call him by Shmuel's daughter because he was born before Isur Giora converted. But this is who he's quoting now. Again, Ha'amar Rava, Amarli Isur Giora. I'm going to tell you something that he told me. Ki haveinan ba'aramiyusan amrinan. When I was non-Jew, we used to say as following. Yehudoi, the Jews, lo menatre Shabbato. They don't really keep Shabbos. Dimatre Shabbato, if they really did keep Shabbos, they were Shomer Shabbos. Look how many wallets you would find in the shuk, in the market, because the Jews can't take them on Shabbos. And I didn't know, when I was still a Jew, I didn't know the svara of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Hamoitzi Kispa Shabbos. If you find a wallet on Shabbos, Malicho Pachos Pachos Me'arba Amos, you're allowed to carry it, less than Dalat Amos in one time, and that would certainly get rid of the deraisa prohibition, right? Because hotzah is different ways of violating it. One way is from transferring an item from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yachid. In other words, be molich to move an object, Dalad Amos, like a stroller, to push a stroller, Dalad Amos and Rishus Rabin, right? Dalad Amos, we'll use Ramosha's definition of 7 feet, 3 inches. So that would also be a problem. So now on a deraisa level, you do less than that, okay. Derabanan, there's a certain situations where it's mutter, but in general, it's problematic also as well to do something on a you know, doing it less than Dalad Amos. Okay, who are you? The Havi Nochim be Metzarta. Oh wait, I'm sorry. So wait, I didn't speak it out though. So you see from here that a goy thinks that, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't finish. You see here the goy thinks that a Jew would violate Shabbos for a monetary gain. So that's why you can leave the bottle, the barrels of wine with him on Shabbos, even though you're not coming back. But he doesn't know that. He thinks for not to lose out that a Jew would come and be chas v'shalom would be mechal Shabbos. Okay, who are ye the habe nochim be ma'atzarto? There was a lion who roared in the wine press. Shema goy tsha beni dani. So a non-Jew heard this and got so scared he goes to hide. And he's hiding amongst the barrel of wine. Amra v'cham reshai. Even though he's there with the wine, it's still going to be mutter meima amra, because he says ki heiched de toshane ana. Just like I came in near to hide. Itshanami Yisrael achorai v'kochazili. Another Jew also must have run in here to hide, and he's certainly going to see me. So even though he is there, he doesn't realize that he's there alone. But he, again, the fear factor—that's really the thing. It's that fear of getting caught. So that's going to hold him back from doing anything. And Shulchan Aruch is brought down in again. Simon for this is Kuf Chavtes and Yud. Obi Kochavim Shashama called Shagas Aryeh Mefachdo Nechba Bein Hachavios. Right, he hears the roar of a lion, he gets scared, and he goes to hide amongst the barrels of wine. Bein Chavios Hayayin Vesogar Hadelas Acharov, and he closes the door behind him. Mutter. It's allowed, the wine, no problem. Afilu Hein Pasuchos. Mipnei Shehu Oimer, he says Shem Yisrael Achir Nechabe Kan V'ra Oso Kishageh. He's gonna see me, and I'm not gonna do anything. No funny business over here. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to discuss the next point about there were Ganovim, and they're the ones who opened the wine. So what's the din? Says the Gemara, Hanhu Ganove de Salki Bipumbadisa Upsachu Chavisa Tuva. There were Ganovim came to Pumbadisa and they opened up a lot of different barrels of wine. Omrava Chamrashari. The wine is nevertheless going to be allowed. My time, why is that? Ruba Ganove Yisrael Ninhu. Because ouch, most of the Ganovim there were Jewish. And we know the halacha follows the rove, and therefore it's not going to become Osir. Have a uvda bin Hardoi. The same thing happened in the Hardoi. Amar Shmuel Chamer Shari. And Shmuel Paskin in that case that the wine was excuse me mutter kiman. So who's this going like? Kirebi Eliezer. The Amar Sofek Bia Tohor. Right, there's a case where you're not sure if a person went into a place that was tame or not. Then it's going to be tohor. Right, we know the general. We learn that from a sota. We have different rules of how we treat sveikos in different areas, right? Rav Shechter points this out many times that the different areas on the gra in Shoftim, that there's different areas of halacha. So a sofik tumantara depends where it's in Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim. A sofik in Rishus HaYochid is Tomei, and a sofik in Rishus HaRabim, sofik in Rishus HaRabim is going to be Tohar. Okay, Ditznan, Mishnah in Taharos. Hanichnas lebika b'yemois hageshamim. Right, if a person goes into a valley during the rainy season, the tumah besaw the plonius, and there was tumah in one of the fields. Va'omer halachti b'mokam halaz ve'eni yadeya im nichnasti la'osa soda im lo nichnasti. I went into that place. I went into the bika, but I don't know whether I went into the actual field that had the tumah or not. So what's the din over here? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Sufik Bia Tohor. So he had a Sufik, did he go into that place or not? It's going to be Tohor. However, Sufik Maga Tomei. But if he had a Sufik as to whether he touched something or not, he's going to be considered to be Tomei. So you see, again, this is for the, like Shmuel said, in a case where you have the Sufik, whether the Goyesha thieves went into the house, the wine is going to be allowed. So that's like this shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Rambam brings this down. Hilchos Ovos HaTumah, Perek Chaf, the Rambam says, just at the end, V'chein Bika B'yimos HaGeshamim, Sheish Bo Sodos Arbe, U'bo Soda Achas Temeya, of Achas Tahora, right? So we know the valley has different fields. One's a problem, one's not. So Amar Nichnasti LeBika Zu, I went in. V'ein Yadei Im Nichnasti LeOsa Soda Olo, Nichnasti, right? Sfeik Otome Shesofik Tumah B'reshus HaYochid Afilu Sofik Bia Tome. Even if the Sofik was only did he go in or not, it's going to be Tame, right? So you see that the bik of the valley like this is considered in halacha to be a reshus hayochid. Okay. So then the Gemara says, no, that's not going to be a good connection. Shiny horse, in that case, different. Kevin de ikka de pos chi lishum mamona. Since these thieves are coming or opening up the bottles of the barrels, I should say, because they want to find money in them. So they're not really, interested in the wine itself. They want, maybe that's a good hiding spot. So therefore, havelei sfeik sveika. In this case, now it's a double doubt, right? Now it's one first suffix, maybe the ganav was Jewish, maybe they weren't Jewish. Ve'im tim slomi, you can tell me there really was a ganav, that it was a non-Jew. So the second suffix is maybe they didn't even touch the wine because they wanted the money. And in this case, everyone's going to agree, both Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham, everyone's going to agree that in a case where sfeik sveika, it's going to be mutter. Okay, now on to Amud Beis. Hahi revisa de ish takach de havas be done vahave nikita ufya biyado. So it was a non-Jewish girl, and they found her with the barrels of wine. She was holding wine that had like the froth in her hand. So Amarava Chamer Shari, it's going to be mutter because we have a svara. Amar migaba de chavisa shakalte. Maybe she took it from the outside of the barrel of wine and not from the inside. Va'afagad leikasu, and even though there isn't any more froth on the outside of the barrel, nevertheless we have a svara. Amar isremuye isreme lo, that it happened when it was there, and that's what she took. And even though it's not there anymore, it's because she took it herself. And therefore, we have this doubt, and we could be mekil. Hahu pumusa, deslik l'nehardoy. There was a army, pumusa like a type of army, that came into Nehardoy, right? Poschu chavisa tuvan, they opened up a lot of barrels of wine. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, again, Rav Dimi was one of the frequent travelers back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So ki also Rav Dimi, Omri said, Uvda have kaimi de Rebbe Elazar. This happened similarly to Rebbe Elazar, and he paskin ushra. He says it's mutter, the wine's allowed. V'lo yadana, but I don't know what's the reason. Imishim desar v'leik Rebbe Eliezer, d'amra suffik bia tohor. Maybe he holds like Rebbe Elazar said, if the suffik was where they went in or not, then it's still going to be tohor. E mishum de sover, maybe a different reason. Ruba de azle bahade pumusa, the majority of people who are in that type of army, Yisrael ninhu, right? And since even though it happened to be a non-Jewish army, that particular branch of it were Jewish, so therefore that's why we don't have any concern over here. So someone says, one second, Ihochi, if he really holds like Rabbi Elazar, so why do you say it's mutter? Hi, Suffolk Bia, right? It's a case where we're not sure whether he went in. Suffolk Magahu, right? It's a case where maybe they also touched it or not, right? And in that case, Rebbe Elazar would agree and say you have to be strict, right? Keva de mipat chituva, since they opened a lot of them, Ema adaita de mamon and paschut. No, it must be they were opening up a lot, not because they're thirsty, they're opening up because they're looking for money, right? Suffolk Bia dami, and therefore it's only like a case like it is a Suffolk of bia, and therefore it's not a suffolk maga, and that's why again we could be lenient. Okay, now the next section of the Gemara goes into who has ne'amonis, who do we believe when it comes to issues of taros. So hahi misovisa de masrele iklida maftecho legoye. There was a certain a female owner of a wine store, and she gave over the iklida is like a type of key. She gave over to the goya, to a non-Jewish woman. Amre b'Yitzchak, Amre b'Lozer, uvda havi b'Midrasha. This happened in the Beis Medrash. For Amre, they said lo mosrola ela shmiras mafteach bilvad. All they gave her was the key. meaning they didn't give her any permission to go into the get the wine, so we don't have to be concerned whatsoever that she would have gone in there. She only had the responsibility on the key. Omer Abaye, Afna Namitinim, we also learned like this in Taharos, Hamoyser Maftechois La'am Ha'aretz. If a person would give their keys to a person who's an Am Ha'aretz, so here it means someone who is not Nisar, not careful about Tumen Tahara. Nevertheless, even though you gave them the keys to Harosav to Horos, right, it's still considered to be pure. Because all he gave to the Am Ha'aretz was the key, right? He didn't give him any permission, he can go in and get it. So, hash the taharos of taharos. Once you come on this and tell me that taharos are fine, yai nesach mi boy. Well, now you have to tell me that yai nesach, meaning, of course, it's like a kavachomer. So, the maimra, one second, the taharos alima mi yai nesach. When Elim was like stronger, you mean to tell me that the halachos about taharos are stronger or more strict than this for yai nesach? In, yeah, we are. The itmar, as we said, like this. If you have a chotzer, like a courtyard, and it's divided, the neighbors have this like low type of wall. So Omer Rav's in this case, Taharosav Temeos. The Taharos you have in this courtyard, you have to be concerned that if your neighbor's an Am Ha'aretz, then he could have touched them. Uvagoy Eina Oisei Nesech. But if it was a non-Jew, we had this low type of partition, we don't have to be concerned that he touched and turned into Yain Nesech. Rabbi Yochanan's Omer, Af Taharosav Taharos. Rabbi Yochanan says, even in this case, the Taharos are there. So you see that Rav holds from this that we're more strict on Taharos than we are for Yain Nesech. So, one second. Meis, I'm going to ask you a kasha on Rav from Abraisa. Like this. Hapenimis shel chover v'chitzono shel am ha'aretz. So you had a type of living arrangement where the inner part belonged to a chover, meaning a Talmud Chacham who was nisar on taros, and the outer part of it was a am ha'aretz. So osa chover shoteich sham peros u'meniach sham kelev, kelim. He's allowed to keep his peros there, right, in his inner part. He can leave his kelim there, and we don't have to be concerned that the Am Ha'aretz is going to come along and touch them and mess everything up. Even though he could touch there, right? So that's a kasha, kasha l'Rav. So it's because Rav held, even in a case where there was a partition, right, that you have to be concerned. But here the Am Ha'aretz could touch it, and we're not concerned, right? That's the kasha. So Amalach Rav will say to you, no, shiny hosam, that case is very different. Shenitvas alav kaganav, right? This whole idea that if you get him caught, he's going to look like he's a thief, right? He had no business being in the penimius, in the inner part of the chotzer. So why are you there? What are you doing in my property? What are you doing in my room? So he has no good excuse. So since he has this fear, we're not going to be concerned, and therefore we're going to say that it's fine, the chaver could leave them there without any concern that the Am Ha'aretz is going to get in and mess it up. So Tashma, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Gago shel chaver lemala migago shel Am Ha'aretz. So you have a living situation where the roof of the chaver is above the roof of the Am Ha'aretz. Oso chaver shoteich sham peros, he can leave out his fruit there. Umeich sham kelim, and he can leave his kelim there as well. Bilvad provided shelo teheyado shel am haaretz magas l'sham, right? That he's not going to be able to touch it. So in this now kashler of Yochanan, because of Yochanan said that there's no problem, right? Even there's a low dividing wall, but here you see no. If there's a realistic concern he's going to touch it, you can't leave it there. So Omer Lecho, Rav Yochanan will answer back, no, shiny hossam. Again, this is a different type of case. De isle le'ish tamute. Because if he got caught, he has a good excuse. He can explain why he's doing that. Meimer Omer, im tsureka mamtsura. What am I doing? I'm stretching myself. I wasn't coming to take your things. I was just stretching. So Rashi brings down a different pshatim as to what is in Amtsurei. About 10 lines up, Degag Kamatsarna, right? Ani mechavin the midas binyan shani roitze limdoid. I'm measuring it. It's not for naught. When you measure things, you talk about amos. So an ama is the part of your body from your elbow to the top of your middle finger. So that's how you used to measure things. So that's why I'm stretching. I wasn't going to touch your things. I wasn't going to make them tummy. I'm stretching. I'm measuring. That's why my hand is stretched up here. It looks like I'm touching things. No, I'm just stretching. I'm exercising. Yeah, I'm doing jumping jacks. I'm stretching. I'm doing my, whatever it is, Krav Maga. I'm stretching. That's why it is. But since he has a good teretz as to why his hands are there, so therefore he's not going to be worried about coming near your things. Therefore, you have to be very concerned if he could, in fact, touch the peros or the kalim. Tashma. Gago shel chove b'tzad gago shel am ha'aretz. If you have them side by side, osu chove shatech sham peros manich sham kelim, the Talmud Chochem can leave his stuff there. Afa pishiyadu shel am ha'aretz magas l'sham. Even though the am ha'aretz could touch it, kash l'rav, right? This is difficult what Rav said. Om l'cha Rav, no. Lav ika Reb Shimon ben Gamliel dekoy kavasi. Right? This is like what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, right? The roofs are next to each other. Ana Darmina, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. What I hold is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So I have a previous source that I can hold on to. Is the basis for my opinion. Therefore, this is not difficult to me. Okay? Mitzvah Shem, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up with the Mishnah tomorrow.